Psalm 127:3 says, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him." Notice how children are described here. They're described as a gift and as a reward. When you think back on your childhood, what one word do you believe your parents would have used to describe you? Would it possibly have been gift or reward? Or how about words like bright, shy, compliant, aggressive, irresponsible, determined, dramatic, athletic, rebellious, or is there another word? If you knew that word, whether it was positive or negative, do you think it would have affected your self-image as a child? My conviction is that it probably would have. Children believe whatever their parents say about them. Why shouldn't they? In a child's eyes, whatever a parent states is fact. It's been my observation that kids will live up to the descriptive words that parents use to characterize them. So if a child is often described by his mom or dad as generous or polite, he'll believe it and probably act it out. Likewise, if a child is described as defiant or rude, most likely he'll perceive himself that way and behave accordingly. Because of this, I believe it's so critical for parents to choose very carefully the words that they use to portray their children, mainly because of the powerful impact that those very words have on the children described. The one word that I most remember my folks using frequently to describe me and my siblings was the word delight. They said it often, and their body language confirmed that they meant it. Webster defines delight as something giving great joy or pleasure. This is how they felt about us, and it was obvious in the way that they parented. As I think about the word delight and how it made me feel to be thought about this way, I realize how effective my parents were in communicating this perception of me through every stage of my upbringing. I realize, too, what an enormous gift this was and what an immeasurable impact it had on my self-image and really on my life in general. I'd like to challenge you today to communicate to your children that you delight in them. Perhaps you've been doing this all along. Perhaps you haven't. But what I'd like to do today is to share with you some practical ideas of how you can convey your delight to your children in critical areas through the parenting process. I'd like to relate my own experiences, observations, and convictions about parenting after being the mom of four terrific kids for almost 31 years. I'd like to briefly discuss today seven principles that can help us demonstrate to our children that we delight in them.